Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a Break Lab jungle swing pattern for drum and bass. Today we're making something practical, musical, and seriously usable. A break that feels loose and human, but still tight enough to work in modern DNB, jungle, rollers, and darker switch-ups. The big idea here is simple. We are not trying to make one perfect break and call it a day. We're building a Break Lab workflow, something you can come back to again and again. By the end, you should have a loop that can work as a DJ tool, a track intro, a switch-up, a breakdown texture, or even a source for fills and resampled hits. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a great classic starting point for jungle and drum and bass, and it gives the break enough speed to feel alive. Create three tracks and name them Break Main, Break Ghosts, and Break Tops. If you want, add return tracks for a little reverb and delay so you can add space later without cluttering the main channels. And while you're building, keep your master safely below zero. A good beginner target is around minus 6 dB of headroom. That leaves room for bass later, and in DNB, that matters a lot. Now bring in a break sample. Choose one with real character. You want a clear kick and snare pattern, maybe some hats, maybe a little room sound. Don't pick something too sterile. A break with personality is much easier to shape into jungle swing than a dead, overclean loop. Drag it into Ableton and look at it in clip view. If it needs warping, use warp, and for drums, beats mode is usually the right place to start. Keep the transients natural. Don't overstretch or flatten the life out of it. The goal is to preserve the groove, not erase it. Next, let's chop the break with simpler. Drag the sample into a simpler on a MIDI track and switch to slice mode. If the break has obvious hits, slice by transient. If you want a more beginner-friendly setup, slice by 1/16. That gives you a simple grid to work with. Now program a basic 1-bar or 2-bar pattern. Start simple. Put the kick in a strong place. Keep the snare on the main backbeat feel, and add a few lighter slices in between for movement. Don't try to recreate a full roller on the first pass. Think of this as building the skeleton of the groove. Here's a useful mindset. The kick is the anchor, the snare is the statement, and the hats and ghost hits are the motion. A good jungle swing pattern usually works because not everything lands exactly on the grid. Some hits are a little early for urgency, and some sit a little late for weight. That contrast is what makes the rhythm feel human. Now we start shaping the swing. Open the groove pool and try applying a light swing groove to the MIDI clip. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to make it lazy or broken, just a little loose. A groove amount somewhere around 10 to 30% is a good starting area. Then go into the MIDI editor and use velocity to bring the pattern to life. Strong snare hits can sit around 110 to 127. Ghost notes can live much lower, maybe 30 to 55. And hats can move between 40 and 90 depending on how forward you want them to feel. This is where the jungle swing really starts happening. The louder notes feel like the spine of the beat, and the softer notes feel like the air moving around it. Now duplicate that MIDI clip onto the Break Ghosts track. On this layer, remove the big obvious hits. Leave behind the little details, the whispers, the hats, the in-between snare textures. This layer is not supposed to be loud. It's supposed to create motion. Put an EQ8 on it and high-pass it pretty aggressively, somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the way of the bass and the main drums. Add a little saturator if you want more density. Just a few dB of drive is enough. You can also soften the transient slightly with drum bus if the layer feels too sharp. This is a classic trick in drum and bass. One layer carries the punch, another layer carries the movement. Now go back to the main break and shape it with stock Ableton devices. Start with EQ8. If there's unnecessary sub-rumble, trim it gently around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break sounds muddy or boxy, try a cut somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz area. Then add drum bus if you want more character. Keep it light at first, a little drive, maybe a touch of crunch, maybe a small transient boost. If you want glue, add glue compressor, but be careful. We want energy, not a flattened loop. A ratio of 2 to 1, an attack around 10 ms, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually enough to tighten things up without killing the groove. At this point, listen to the break at a lower volume. That's a really good teacher trick. If the groove still feels good when the volume is down, the pattern is probably working. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, you may be leaning too hard on raw impact instead of actual swing. We want the rhythm to survive in the room, not just when everything is cranked. Now let's turn this into a DJ tool, not just a loop. Go into arrangement view and think in sections. A very useful structure would be 8 bars of intro, 8 bars of full loop, 4 bars of switch up, and 8 bars of outro. In the intro, filter the break down so it's lighter and more mix-friendly. Let the ghost layer do more of the work. In the main section, let the full break hit. In the switch-up, remove something important, maybe the kick for a bar or half the hats, so the listener feels the change. Then in the outro, strip things back again so it can mix out cleanly. Use auto-filter or automation to shape that journey. Start darker in the intro, maybe around 200 to 800 Hz on the cutoff, and gradually open it up as the section builds. You can also use tiny arrangement moves to create tension. Reverse a snare hit. Drop out a kick for half a bar. Add a delay throw to a top hit right before a transition. These little details make the break feel like a real performance tool. If you want extra variation, resample it. Create a new audio track called Break Resample and record a bar or two of the break playing back. Then chop that recorded audio into a fill. Maybe make a one-bar transition, a snare roll, or a little noisy ending hit. Add reverb just to the final hit if you want a dramatic tail. This is great for drum and bass because small changes can have a huge impact on the energy of a track. A tiny fill can make the next drop feel much bigger. Now think about bass space, even if you haven't written the bass line yet. In DNB, the low end is sacred. Don't let the break occupy the range your sub will need later. If your kick pattern is too busy in the low end, you may have to trim it later anyway. So keep the ghost and top layers high passed, keep the main break controlled, and make sure the most important drum hits stay strong in mono. This is also a good time to group the drums into a drum group and save the setup. Name your clips clearly. Break main, break ghosts, break tops, break fill A, break outro. If you build a groove you love, save it as a template or export the clips into a Break Lab folder. That way, the next time you sit down to write, you're not starting from zero, you're opening a toolkit. Let's talk about a few common mistakes before you move on. The biggest one is over-quantizing everything. If every hit is locked exactly to the grid, the groove can lose its human feel. Another mistake is letting the break get too heavy in the low end. That steals space from the bass. Another is overlayering. If the groove stops feeling clear, mute a layer and compare. Often the best beginner result is just the main break plus one ghost layer. And finally, don't crush the life out of the loop with too much compression. Keep the transients alive. If you want a darker or heavier DNB vibe, there are a few easy upgrades. Try a little saturator before compression for extra grime. Keep the reverb dark and filtered so it adds space without clouding the drums. Use drum bus for bite, but only a little. And remember, tension often works better when you subtract instead of add. Pull the kick out for half a bar before the drop. Let the hats and tails carry the energy, then slam the full break back in. That contrast is powerful. Here's a fast practice challenge. Build a two-section break tool. Make a one-bar loop with one strong kick, one main snare, and a couple of ghost hits. Duplicate it, then make a second version with fewer kick hits, more top-end slices, and a small timing shift on one snare. Add EQ and drum bus on the main break. Automate a filter opening over 8 bars. Then resample a 1-bar fill and listen to see if the groove still feels good as a standalone loop. If it would work under a bass line, you're on the right track. So the core lesson here is this. Build a break that swings, breathes, and leaves space for the bass. Use simpler, groove, EQ8, drum bus, glue compressor, auto filter, and resampling to turn one sample into a flexible jungle swing tool. Keep it human. Use ghost notes for motion. Control the low end. Arrange with intros, switches, and exits. Save it as a reusable template. If your break can support a DJ intro, help a drop land harder, and still leave room for the sub later, then you've nailed it. All right, now it's your turn. Load a break, chop it, swing it, shape it, and make it yours. Let that groove breathe, and don't be afraid to get a little gritty. That's where the DNB magic starts.